We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Okay, if it's all right with Danielle, I'd like to talk about pets that we've lost.
Oh,
I'm gonna start. You know what? The memories.
Comedy.
The memories we have of them. I had a turtle, the only pet I've ever had. His name was Kermit, and we got him when I think I was about 5 or 6, and we got a turtle because I was allergic to everything. Cats, dogs, gerbils, hamsters, everything.
Did you test it out? Like, did you have other pets? And then you're like...
No. I was so allergic, I'd even go to somebody's house that had a dog, and I'd have to go to the hospital.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
To the hospital?
To the hospital.
I did that with cats. If I went to somebody's house and they had a cat, they'd be like, oh, we'll put the cat in the other room. I'm like, it won't matter.
It won't matter.
No.
It won't matter. And we couldn't even have, like, you know, I don't know if your kindergarten or first grade class had the pet gerbil, like the school class gerbil. Couldn't even take that home
because
I would.
That's so sad.
I don't want to know what Scotty did with the class gerbil anyway. But
I still have a scar.
Okay.
Scotty.
Anyways. But yeah, we couldn't even do that because all of the dander and then the wood dust or whatever the hell.
Wood chips.
We ended up getting a turtle, and it was Kermit. And it was a very noisy turtle because he would crawl up the side of the aquarium and then fall back down. And we had him for, I think, about 3 years. And then all of a sudden, his shell started to turn a very different shade of green.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And then we would take him outside for little walks, and he wouldn't want to walk.
Oh.
So then I still remember.
Did you put a little turtle leash on him or no?
No, he was pretty easy to catch. And
if he wasn't, what's it say about
like,
you?
Jesus, where'd he go? But then I remember sitting in the car. My mom took him into the vet, and then she came out and she said, he's being put to sleep. He's not going to make it. And I remember crying in that car.
Of course.
But yeah, I mean, I think back. I mean, that was my one pet experience. So I loved having a turtle. It just, you know, everything like that. It just, you know, it makes you appreciate how much you loved them.
Yeah. Is a turtle a kid pet? I mean, you wouldn't have a turtle now, would you?
Hell yeah. Who is it?
I think, not you, Gandhi. You would have everything.
Stallone. Share that fact.
Yeah, so in Rocky, Sylvester Stallone, when he was playing Rocky, had a pet turtle in the movie, and he still has it as of today, allegedly.
He's a turtle fool. Wow.
I think that's the only pet going forward that I would probably get, because I need something that outlasts me, not that I'm going to lose after I love it.
How long do they live?
If you get the right turtle, it could live for like 100 years.
Yeah,
tortoises live forever. Like, especially those really big ones. I mean, I don't know where you're going to keep one that size.
You should get a snapping turtle, Scary. I think you should get one of
those.
Let me know how that goes.
I would get shit when I was a kid. I had no pet. I had goldfish. I had 7 goldfish that lasted...
Seven that you know of. How many got replaced by your parents while you were in school?
They didn't last very long. I won them at a festival.
Oh, that's 7? Terrible.
I won one, and then
why is that worse?
I wanted them. We bought 6 more to keep that one company.
Oh, nice.
You were from 1 to 7. There was no middle.
I landed a ping pong ball in the goldfish bowl, and they gave me a bag of water with the goldfish in it.
Have they outlawed that, though? I always feel bad for those.
I don't think so.
Damn goldfish.
That's how it started at my house when I was a kid. We won it like same way Scary did. We got the goldfish, and they don't tell you it needs a filter to keep it alive, blah, blah, and you're a kid. So you had a bowl, a little tiny bowl. The thing dies within a couple of days. Right. Well, then you're upset. So what does my dad do? He goes out and gets a little
fish tank, fills it with, gets all the right stuff, all the equipment. That turned into a 150-gallon fish tank in the end with shark, stingray.
No kidding!
We had the most incredible setup, all because of that one goldfish. Right. From the fair.
How did the shark like the goldfish?
Yeah.
At least you expanded the environment, though, Danielle. We just had the little plastic goldfish bowl, and my mom would actually clean it out every day because the little duties would come out of the bottom of the fish.
Yeah.
And they would like drop to the bottom. Yeah. So she'd have to like replace the water and put them in a temporary tank.
Every day?
Yeah.
Every day.
You're not supposed to do that.
No.
Not every day. The water would get cloudy.
I just kept the goldfish in the bag.
The yellow tetramin flakes that smelled like ass.
Oh, yeah.
They were like fish flakes.
Fish flakes.
And they'd all go to the top. Like, and I used to watch it. And that was about a year. And then I never had a pet again.
Do you know what my brother did? He had a small fish tank in his room. And he was swinging his baseball bat in his room.
He hits
the fish tank. The cracks, all the water and the fish come out of the fish tank. The fish are like... Wait, but then here's the best part. He tells my mother, I don't know what happened. My mother's like, really? I'm not an idiot. I know what you did. And it wasn't me.
I came home from school one day and my fish was gone. It was not in the tank anymore. Nobody knew what happened. And we were baffled. And literally 6 months later, I found it in my bookshelf. The thing jumped.
What?
It jumped
out. It committed suicide.
Did you like that?
Life is that bad in my room, Scotty B household.
Yeah, I mean, that thing saw all kinds of things with teddy bears and whatever.
He could never erase that from his little brain.
He was safer in the fish tank than he was out. He was
Scotty had a fish that could read.
You know, speaking of the fish tanks, you know, I have one, and I have glowfish and a little snail and this little bandit guy who goes around and eats all the algae. I think one of the fish died and Brandon replaced it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. First thing I said to him when I came back to Michigan, when I went back to Michigan the last time, I looked at the tank and I'm like, Yoshi looks different. And he said, what do you mean? I was like, okay, so all of our fish, we've had these glowfish, knock on wood, for over 2 years now. They've done well. They're thriving in the tank. They've gotten bigger than when we first bought them. Suddenly, Yoshi seems to be smaller than the rest of them. And he's like, no way. You think I would lie to you and replace your fish? Yeah, I absolutely think he would lie to me and replace the fish. Because I told you how he accidentally froze them that one time and then they thawed out and came back to life.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think maybe Yoshi was lost in that freeze and I have a new fish in there.
Ah.
I stare at him all the time and he kind of swims off by himself and doesn't hang out with the other ones. I think he's new.
My dad did that with a bird. My bird, Ed. He was a teal-looking parakeet, and we had it for probably 2 or 3 years, and one day it had the sniffles, and there was, like, snot coming out of its little beak.
So
while I was in school, my dad took it back to the pet shop and exchanged it, and I came home, and there was a different bird. I'm like, what are you doing?
Like, completely different? It looked different?
Yeah, I knew it was different. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, the other one was sick, so I got you another one. He never had a pet as a kid, so he didn't know about attachment to animals or whatever.
Oh, my God.
You could tell them apart, I guess.
Of course.
My favorite is if they don't, like, they replace it and they think you don't know the difference. Right. It's a totally different color.
Right.
I'm like, that was beta fishes. Beta fishes right now. We've been through 5 beta fish, Dora, because my son was trying to say Dory, but he said Dora. So 5 beta fish. And every time we replace it, we look at him like, Did he notice? He's going to see this in about, 5 to 10 years and then realize we've been doing this to him. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, Hudson.
My parents did that with Softina the doll for my sister.
Yep. Softina, a doll?
Yeah.
They replaced your sister with a doll?
No, Softina was so a confused. Doll. My sister's favorite doll.
I think Scotty would have liked Softina.
Yeah. Exactly. How soft was she?
I think it was soft apostrophe Tina.
Soft and moist
anyway,
Tina?
Something happened to Softina in the original. And it was my parents went out to get a Softina 2.
Sorry, Scotty.
And literally replace it and dirtier up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then give it to my sister.
Softina.
And she goes, this is not Softina.
See, that happened with Stinky Monkey.
What?
So Spencer had a little monkey, and we named him Stinky Monkey because he never wanted us to wash him. So I would take him when he didn't look and stink him, put him in the washing machine. He lost Stinky Monkey, I can't even tell you how many times, and I would constantly have to replace him. And he would do this to the tag. Like, you know, he would rub the tag. It was kind of like his thing, I guess, to help him, relax.
Yeah.
And the tag would... So I was ordering these monkeys. I'm rubbing the tag off. I'm dirtying the monkey up. So I would... tell Spencer because he was a little.
That's what Scotty calls it.
I would say, Spence, I'm like, he went and got his hair done. He went to the hair barber, the salon.
Oh.
So do you know how many years this kid believed that the yes. stupid thing went to, you know, now.
He had the same thing with Spunky the puppy. It was the same exact thing.
Oh, why Spunk? Why Spunk? Don't say Spunk.
No.
Let him explain.
The jokes write themselves.
No, the puppy's name was Spunky. It was a gunned. It was a little pink puppy.
Oh, ours was a little gundy thing, too.
Yes, okay. and my daughter left it at a hotel room, and we got up, replaced it, and she was like, this is not the same Spunky.
Right. Didn't have the same smell.
Well, it changes after a while. Hey, Scott, are you physically able to stand up, or would that be too embarrassing?
I hate you
so
all of
you guys replace your kids' like pets and dolls, which I think is super nice. My parents never did that. I was never offered the courtesy. Yeah, they'd be like, you killed your fish.
Brandon replaced your fish.
Brandon's not my parent.
Allegedly.
Yoshi, what was it?
Yoshi
and the Glowfish, my favorite band from the 90s.
He swears he did not. But he freaking did. I know he did. He's Aww. Like, no, I wouldn't dupe you. But my mom and dad would be like, hey. Like, I literally remember coming home and my mom being like, your fish died. And then she brought my dead bird to my friend's house when Chummy died because the woman...
Chummy
was so cool. I used to carry him around with me everywhere. He sat on my shoulder. He was great.
Aww.
But my friend... Her mom ran a wildlife sanctuary, so she knew all kinds of things. So my mom brings my dead bird to pick me up in the morning from a slumber party because Chummy died overnight and hands her to my friend's mom like, hey, can you by any chance tell what happened here? Her mom's like, no, that's how I found out Chummy died. My parents had no respect.
Wait, your mom wanted your friend's mom to do an autopsy on a bird?
Not necessarily an autopsy, but she just wanted to know if there were any visible signs.
I look over.
What happened? Like,
can you
blood spatter?
The bird?
I was a bad parent then because we had a fish and the fish died and I told Kate, look, here.
What was the name of the fish? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I told him, like, look, he's dead. He's upside down. Yeah. He's dead. Right. And then Kate's dog, Kate had a, you know, we had a dog. Kate was 13 when he passed away. I couldn't replace the dog. I mean, the dog was like decrepit and old. There was nothing I could do about it. We got a new dog.
Really?
He doesn't look like him. I'm like, there's nothing I could do. It's just like, we didn't replace his pets. I just said, hey, your fish died. And I left him in the bowl upside down until Kate got home so he could see him. I'm like, hey, look, he's
dead.
Does
anyone have any pets buried in the backyard?
It was the front yard for us. Yeah, we had a lot.
No.
My mom's old house that we just sold has so many.
Jesus Christ. Hey,
that was creepy, Daniel.
Pet cemetery.
Yeah,
Daniel,
totally
they're
going
like,
to
want to put a patio or a portion or something. They're going to dig a hole. Hey, look, here's this.
That's
hole.
What we said. Mom goes, what do we do? Do we dig them? I'm like, no, you just leave them. What do
Go
you
ahead,
do?
Brody. Go ahead.
Hey, Scotty, you said your kids had a pink gunned dog.
Yeah.
Does this turn you on?
No, I no.
My big pink gun dog.
You're such a jerk.
Why do you have
hey,
a big
Scott.
Pink gun
Flip it
dog?
Over.
Hey, Scott.
Turn it around.
Hey, big boy.
Scotty,
hey, Scott.
You are disgusting.
Scotty,
turn it around.
Are we done? Please tell me we're done.
We're done.
Wait, okay. Thank you for all the love you gave Tonka, my
we
bearded
love
dragon
Tonka.
Who just died. And if you want to see pictures of him, I did post a couple of cute ones in his costumes at Radio Daniel Manero.
He was probably
on Instagram.
So happy.
Someone right. did.
I'm sure that, I mean,
so
I know
happy
how
that
you
he doesn't
him.
Have to put another costume on.
I saw how you cuddled
on.
Him.
Yeah. The we what?
Should, someone said that we should actually tribute to Tonka with a moment of crickets.
Oh, we should.
That's a good
him.
Idea.
Do you have cricket sound?
Well, you have real ones in your house.
I don't right now. They're very quiet right now. I have to get rid of
them. Tonka ate them all at that Tonka's Last Supper. He ate every single last one.
Stop it. Thank you, Gandhi, for your kind words. Everyone else, you suck.
You're welcome.
Bye, bye everybody.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.